Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let the football fun begin. Tonight, BT, we get started with this incredible run of games. You got Penn State, Notre Dame. You get the other college football playoff game tomorrow. You got Wild Card Weekend coming up Saturday, Sunday. And one thing we really haven't gotten into in a deep dive, we've talked about Shane and Dable obviously being retained. Should the Giants do that? What, you know, what's next for this regime and all those different things. Haven't really specifically discussed where we think the Giants should go for quarterback. And look, being the number 3 pick now, potentially with Drew Aller, who's playing tonight for Penn State, maybe he is going to be in play for this team. You're hearing reports about maybe the Giants wanted to trade for J.J. McCarthy, which just makes no sense, trade the 3rd pick for McCarthy. You heard Evan yesterday talk about Aaron Rodgers potentially for the Giants. I think this is a clear situation, unlike the Jets, where you're looking for more of a stopgap. I think the Giants got to find a franchise guy now. There can be no more kicking the can down the road or punting. Mm-hmm. This regime needs to identify whoever they think is the next franchise quarterback of the Giants and hit the ground running as soon as next season.
I agree. That's something they obviously have to do. I'll tell you what, Sal. I think tonight's Penn State-Notre Dame game is the biggest game of the Giants' season. It wasn't Dallas. It wasn't Philly. It wasn't any other game that they played. This is the biggest game of the Giants' season. I don't know if Drew Aller's going to come out. But Giant fans, if you even if you're not a big college football fan, if you are not dialed into every single snap of this young man tonight, you're doing yourself a massive disservice. He's got an absolute cannon. He is huge. He's 6'5", 240. Now, he doesn't run like, say, a Josh Allen, yeah, but he's a little bit more nimble than they certainly think Peyton or Tom Brady, and he's bigger than them. He's raw. The knock on Drew Aller, he didn't play a ton as a freshman. I think he only threw 60 passes, and he's got fewer than 30 starts. And you talk about, you look at players, we went through this with Zach Wilson. We've gone through this with others. When you don't play X amount of games, Mark Sanchez back in the day, USC, there's ample evidence that it's obviously, that it doesn't work out favorably. You're not quite ready, and then you get swallowed up by the NFL machine. If he comes out there tonight, this is why it opens up everything. If he comes out, and even if they don't win, if he just does well against Notre Dame's defense, which is insane, and I don't necessarily think Notre Dame is going to lose tonight, but if Aller flashes big time and he declares for the draft and they push this back, he now has until January 24th because of the expanded college playoffs, these college quarterbacks have more time to make the decision. If he comes out, now everything opens up for the Giants. They don't have to necessarily try to trade up and give a ton of draft stock to get either Sanders or Ward, who I don't love anyway. Listen, if you ask me, of the 3 players, yeah, Cam Ward, Sanders, or Drew Aller, who I would rather have in 2 years or 3 years, it's Drew Aller. You just need him to come out. Yes, and you just need him to come out, and he's not coming out unless he plays well tonight.
Now, here's the other part of this thing. First of all, I'm not there with you. If you were to ask me which quarterback of the 3 I'd want,
you'd say Ward.
Yeah, I would want Cam Ward.
I like Ward over Sanders, to be clear. Yeah.
And I would go, now I want to watch tonight and see a little more of Aller. I want a mobile quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think it's time to evolve. I don't want a pure pocket passer who looks like a stiff back there.
He's not a stiff.
Yeah.
He's not a stiff.
I got to watch him more. I want to see him tonight. But from the stuff that I watched, he looked just like he couldn't move. So obviously I'd lean more than toward Cam Ward or even Shador Sanders over Aller. But forget about what you or I would want. And again, we could watch them and see and maybe make a decision after tonight, moving forward, whatever. Who's going to be there is the bigger key to me. Giants aren't going to trade up. Let's assume Aller has a big game, whatever, even if they lose or whatever. He makes the decision to come out,
yep,
because he feels like he wants to get picked in the top 3. And I do think if he comes out, he's going to get picked in the top. Like, logic would tell you that the way the drafts are and the league is going right now, it's going to be about the quarterbacks. If he does declare that he wants to come out, is Cleveland going to take him? is, are we going to get in a situation where the Giants were going to have Sanders anyway, and maybe Aller would just cement that? I mean, Deion has come out and said that he's not going to dictate where his son goes.
Yeah, publicly he's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Deion.
You would think he's not going to go to Cleveland. Like, he's going to let his son go play in Cleveland with that?
I don't think so. I think he's going to try to flex. And so, you know, I don't blame him on some level. So, Archie Manning did it. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. So as it stands right now, even without Aller in the picture, I still think the Giants' most likely quarterback is Shedeur Sanders. Now, if you bring Aller in the picture.
But they'd move up to get him.
No, I think
Because the Browns wouldn't take him. They would do that.
Exactly.
They would manipulate things.
Now, if Aller is in the picture, maybe even more so, it solidifies Shedeur. Like, do the math. The Titans are likely going to take Cam Ward, right?
I would.
Yeah, okay.
I would.
Me too. And I think that they like him. Now, we don't even know who's the GM
who's the GM.
But I would assume that the Titans are going to take Cam Ward and probably screw
that's
him up
assumption.
In 3 or 4 years, looking for somebody else.
Fair assumption.
So then I do think that it comes down to what Cleveland is either going to be forced to do or what they want to do. I guess Aller, Maresh was texting me about him during the week, and he's texting me again this morning. I told you Aller was going to be a big deal. I told you Aller was going to be, okay, here we go. Let's watch it tonight with Penn State. But apparently he's from Cleveland. Like, his dream is to be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. It just seems like it fits. I don't know if Aller is for the Giants or if it just cements that Shedeur Sanders is going to be the New York Giants next quarter.
Well, I don't know either, but what it would do is it would cement an option, and it would also cement the fact or the very strong possibility that the Giants would not have to part with, I know I keep saying this, but this is really important to me, the Giants are not good enough. Their talent base is not strong enough to give up whatever it's going to take, whether it's one or two slots to get whomever they want. And if Aller comes out, there's the chance. The beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So I'm sitting here, I'm saying, for me, it would be Cam Ward and Aller, you know, 1-1A. And right now I'm still favoring Cam Ward, but Aller over Sanders myself. Now, that doesn't mean that the Titans view it that way. That doesn't mean that the Browns view it that way. That doesn't mean that the Giants view it that way. Here's the other thing that could happen as well. If Aller comes out and just rips it up tonight, but the Giants want somebody more mobile, and they don't love Aller as much as others, and the Giants could then still it's an inviting position at 3 to trade down
and still not lose the player that you want.
Well, they don't see. I'm of the mindset that I know that this is where you and I disagree a little bit. The Giants, I don't want them to force a quarterback. I know they've got to get the dude in here eventually to see what the hell they have with Dable and the staff. I get that. You can't kick this down the road for a decade, but I'm of the mindset, I'm not reaching, because when you reach, you make it worse.
Okay, but then what is your option going to be? Because in theory...
Stopgap.
I know.
But, Justin Fields.
And by the way, they have said... They're not going to do that.
Well, they like the say owner, that. They can say whatever. They, you know, what do I say? It's not what you say. It's what you do.
Understood.
Let's see what they do.
But the owner basically saying, we got to find our quarterback. So I'm not disagreeing with you in theory. I think that they put themselves in a spot where they do have to take a quarterback. Doesn't mean you have to draft one, but you have to find one. If it's Justin Fields, guess what? Then that is not a stopgap quarterback. They are going to be expected to win games with Justin Fields as their franchise quarterback. That's just the reality. Like, if they trade, and Mel Kiper, I guess, had this, trade the number 3 pick for J.J. McCarthy. Now, why would you? Where is he even coming up with this stuff? You're telling me a team that wouldn't take the quarterback with the number 6 pick last year because they love him, or now a year later after he got hurt for the year, going to trade a number 3 pick to get him? Like, that is just asinine. That would make no sense. I think the Giants organization would get ripped to shreds if they ever made that deal. But the point is, BT, they're going to have to find a quarterback one way or another. I don't care if you draft one. I don't care if you trade for one. Go sign one. They need a franchise quarterback. And I believe the best option is probably Sanders at this point, meaning Ward's going to be off the board. I personally don't love Aller, and I also think he's a better fit maybe for Cleveland because of, you know, him being there. And I think Shedeur and his father are maybe going to force their way to the Giants. So I think it's Shedeur Sanders, and I would rather have that option than even Aller.
I got you. I mean, the more options they have, you know, the more chance that they have to make the wrong decision, but the more chance that they have to make the right decision. Right. So, you know, I think, too, and this I feel very strongly about, listen, I do want to see Aller move around a little bit more. I want to see... you know, how not so much can he turn the corner and, you know, rip off 30 yards like Lamar. I know he's not that, but does he manipulate space? You know, like Tom Brady was slow as dirt. We all saw his 40-yard dash at the combine, but Tom Brady was a master of just stepping up subtly and understanding spatial awareness and what's around him and creating a pocket. I'm not saying that Drew Aller does that, although I know that from point A to point B, Drew Aller is absolutely faster than somebody like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. But I'm just trying to say he's not slow. And I will say this, as much as I still need to watch Drew and form some more opinions, I strongly, if not I know he throws the football better than both Ward and Sanders. And one thing that you got to do in MetLife, in the Meadowlands, in that part of New Jersey, you know, we kind of forgot this over the years. You got to be able to let it rip through the winds, and you got to spin it.
Yeah.
And this kid could fling it.
And by the way, even if I maybe don't love that pick because I want a more mobile quarterback, that doesn't matter. As long as the Giants, whoever they decide is their guy with the options that they have, like they may love Cam Ward just like they love Jaden Daniels or Drake May, and then they can do about it because they don't have the number one pick. But of Sanders or out, assuming he comes out, they are going to have a pick of one of those two guys or one of those three. One of those three will be there at number three, assuming Aller comes out, and we'll see what happens after tonight. And then it's up to Brian Daboll and Joe Sheen to decipher the right one or whichever one I guess is there, and if they love him enough, and then turn him into a franchise quarterback. Or, to your point before, if they don't love one of the three, do they just take one because they have to, or do they trade back, get a better player, and then go decipher what other quarterback on the market is going to be their franchise, not stopgap, franchise quarterback, which is why I wouldn't want a guy like Rodgers for them.
And I heard Evan. I love Evan. I thought that was nuts, though. And listen, I just can't stand the concept of reaching. Because you need a quarterback. You got to take one because then you start seeing things that aren't there. You start convincing yourself. That's how the Jets have gotten in trouble over the years. That's probably how the Giants got in trouble with Daniel Jones. Bottom line is this. We'll get these calls going. Yeah. Giant fan, this is a massive night for the Giants. It's going to be one of two things that happens tonight, all right? Aller plays well, and who cares if Penn State wins? Aller plays well, jumps into the draft, and makes the Giants' life a lot more interesting in terms of either taking him or Sanders or Ward falling to them.
Right.
Or if they don't love whomever's left, they could trade out and still get some more draft capital. Or Aller plays well and doesn't come out still because he's young. He's only 20. Yeah. He's still very young. He'd be among the youngest kids in the draft. Or he plays okay, not enough to embolden himself to jump into the draft. And now the Giants get left with no quarterback because they're at number three and the two guys go 1-2.
Right, so it's a huge thing.
It's a huge night for the Giants.
One scenario is we're just assuming that Cam Ward goes number one to the Titans.
Well, I'm not assuming it. I like him better.
Not assuming it. But I'm saying, like, we're in our scenarios and our hypotheticals, well, what happens if the Titans say, hey, you know what? We love Aller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very, very, very possible.
They take Aller number one, and now the Giants, you know, if they love Ward, maybe they cross their fingers and hope that they can get Ward.
But you can't get Ward. You can't get lucky if there's only two guys in the draft that, because you're not taking Jalen Milrow. Like, you're not taking Milrow from Alabama. I don't want to muddy the waters. Yes, you could always, like, if he comes out, Aller, and the Giants don't love any of them, or they don't love the one that's there, could they conceivably trade down and take Jalen Milrow at 15 or 8? Yeah, there's other options down the road, but this is the most obvious one.
BT and Sal on the Fan and Friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 888-808-1019. John is in Maspeth. What's up, John?
BT and Sal, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John.
Hello, John.
Yeah. So this Drew Aller kid, I've actually been watching him for the last 2 years. I'm in a fantasy football league where you can draft college players, and you hold on to them during college, and then when they become pros, they're on your team. So I've actually had him on my fantasy team now for the last 2 years, and I've watched him a lot, and I actually called into another show, I think it was Danielle, about 2 months ago, and spoke about how the Giants should try to draft him in the second round. If there's one player who I can compare him to, Ben Roethlisberger. I see a lot of Ben Roethlisberger in this guy. Big guy.
He is big.
Hard to take down. He's got a cannon. He could scramble. He could scramble kind of like a Big Ben could.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of the same type of player in him.
Scramble,
dude. Lot of the same type.
Thank you for the call, John. We appreciate you checking in. Scramble is not, to me, what Jaden Daniels can do offensively. Forget Lamar Jackson. He's another level. But the way the game has evolved, I want a quarterback who can be a true dual threat. And I don't think Aller is that. I think that he's a guy that's going to... Now, look, you watch him throw the football. He throws a beautiful football.
But best, better than the other two.
Correct. Not even close. But that's just what, like, with the visuals, the way that he looks like a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The way he throws the football much better. Even the mechanics, the footwork, that's the one thing I didn't love about Sanders. But Sanders' mobility is next level in comparison to Aller here. So it depends what Dable thinks. First of all, it depends on who's going to be there. And then what Dable wants from his system. I don't think Aller, though, is going to be what Josh Allen was to Buffalo. He's going to be more, he's not that type of runner, at least not based on what I'm seeing in the film here. And by the way, what he looks, and the same people said this about Sam Darnold. Like, would you say Sam Darnold in the NFL is a mobile quarterback or a quarterback who can make plays with
his legs? I think he's more mobile than people think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he's, I know what you mean.
Coming out of USC,
yeah.
Everybody was like, oh, he can run. And I remember watching it saying, yeah, he could run at college. But when the game speeds up at the next level, that's not going
to
cut
it. He's put some guys on skates. I remember he did that to Denver as a Jet in the open field. Like I think he's selling him short a little bit. He's not Lamar.
Well,
he's not Josh Allen.
He's not fast.
Well, he's not slow. Sam Darnold. He's not.
In the NFL, I do think he's slow, and I think he's more of a pocket
Eli
passer.
Eli was slow.
Well, Eli couldn't
move. Vinny Testaverde was slow.
But that's next level. That's like tortoise pace. There's a difference between Lamar and Eli. There's a big gap in there. And even if you come down another notch, I still think... Aller, like to me, he's not even Ryan Tannehill. Sam Darnold.
No, Ryan Tannehill's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, he could run.
I look at Tannehill as even quicker than Sam.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, but when Sam was coming out of college, people were saying he was a running quarterback. I never got that feel. I get that same feel with Aller here that he's not going to be a running quarterback. Now, doesn't mean that he can't be the best of the bunch by far. Who knows? That's just one thing, an element that I would like to see. Corey's in Tom's River. What's up, Corey?
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning. Hey, I just want to run two names past you as far as bridge quarterback, because like I think it's obvious, right? Like the Giants aren't going to get, or they're not going to be in a position unless they give up the house for Ward or Sanders this year, right? So like it looks like they're going to have to get some.
Yeah, that's the whole point. We're talking about Aller here, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Aller just. I'm a big Michigan fan, so I'm familiar with the Big Ten.
Yep.
I don't know. He has some physical attributes that are appealing, but I don't know. It just doesn't.
Okay.
He doesn't strike. You know. Right. Anyway, so moving on.
He throws the hell out of the ball.
Yes, he does.
I'm watching highlights here. I mean, I've been doing that for the last 8 minutes or so. I mean, he throws the hell out of the ball. I'm excited to watch the game
Me
tonight.
Me too.
He does. He has a rocket for an arm, honestly. But until this playoff, right, like Penn State's narrative was they couldn't win the big game.
Right, but he's only been there a couple years. He's 20 years old.
Yeah, and I don't care about that. That should not matter when you're looking to take a quarterback.
That's all right. So moving along, right, that was the point that I was calling in, though, for, right? Like, Daniel Jones' biggest issue was turning over the ball, right?
Uh-huh.
And Brian Dable came here, and it was discussed yesterday that Brian Dable corrected his turnover issues in year one, right? He got hurt year two, whatever, right? So would it, if you're looking for a veteran QB, people have been – yesterday Evan was talking about Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Yeah, I know. I agree. So what do you guys think about possibly, like, a Jameis Winston, for instance? Cause his biggest
for the
issue
Giants.
Turnover. For the Giants, just as a bridge quarterback.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Thank you for the call, Corey. For me, BT, I don't want a bridge quarterback. Why would you be okay with a bridge quarterback with this regime where the Giants are at right now?
Because I've always said, you know, when you just reach for somebody to satisfy the demand and the need for the franchise quarterback, you can make it worse. Now, you can also make it better.
Right.
You know, if you actually reach and it works out well, but you can just dig the hole a whole lot deeper. I think the biggest difference, not that it's always Jets-Giants, but because, you know, Rodgers and that came up yesterday with the Giants. The biggest difference is that the Jets' talent base, is significantly higher than the Giants.
They're closer to winning now.
Boom. So anything, if you don't love the quarterback at three that you're going to have access to, trade out.
Right.
Or take whomever you want, like Travis Hunter, a stud at three.
And like I said, in theory, I'm not disagreeing with you. But then you factor in Shane and Dable going into year four without ever drafting their own or bringing in their own franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
And also, stopgap to me, like, how many, like, the owner said it. We could say what's right or wrong. The owner said two things. One, we need to get a franchise quarterback. Two, they better win next year. Those are, like, He's already putting them, and this is why we said this on Monday, and you were saying specifically, like, this is the worst spot that you could be
in. Yeah, waste a contract extension. Made no sense.
Yeah, right. Like, those two things are clear indicators of he or they, the organization, has put themselves in a spot where they're going to be forced to take a quarterback beyond just a stopgap guy.
Well, you know what it is, Sal? This is going to sound really harsh. I don't care about Shane and Dable because I don't believe in them. Okay. I care about the Giants.
Okay, so you're saying...
So I'm less concerned about them finding their guy, and I'm a lot more concerned with the Giants building up their woeful talent base so they can finally win some divisional games.
So in your scenario, let's just say there's no good quarterback there, Aller doesn't come out, whatever it may be, Giants don't love any of the options that are there, trade down, get more picks, build it out.
Absolutely. They or take Travis Hunter or somebody that you love at three.
Exactly.
Like a stud.
They go 5 and whatever next year.
Gone.
And then start over.
Well, then you find a quarterback.
Yeah. Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but if you're trying to evaluate this regime, they kind of need a quarterback. And regardless of what you or I think is the right thing to do, they're going to have to find a quarterback. BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls when we come back. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019. We have a lot of fun stuff to get to today. A list of stuff that I want to get to. But want to start with the Giants quarterback situation. It's one thing we really haven't done a deep dive into. And with Penn State, Notre Dame tonight, Drew Aller playing in this game, looking to see what he could do. You know, whether they win or not, to me, should be irrelevant where he would go in the draft.
Now, couldn't care less.
Right, but if they win, like, you can't judge him. Oh, wow, he had a great game. He should be a top pick. No, it should be about, obviously, if he wins and wants to move on because of that, if they lose and he wants to stay, whatever it may be, whatever his decision is based off of the result of the game, fine. But as far as taking him, to me, that should have no impact on the result. You either think he's good and has potential before this and maybe can enhance that with a performance tonight, win regardless of win or lose, but it shouldn't be about the result where you would take him in the draft or where he would go in the draft.
No, I totally agree with that. I don't care if they lose, 50-20. I mean, let's see how Drew Aller plays. You know, I was looking at some of these numbers just to connect a thread of speed because, he's not a speed merchant, but just a guy to get a better feel for his athleticism. Just 40 times. Okay, I got a couple of interesting names here. So Lamar, as the golden standard, 4.34 at Louisville's speed day, which is sick. 4.34. Sanders ran a 4.65, which is obvious, which is good. Not Deion speed, good.
Okay.
Cam Ward was 4.87.
Okay.
And Drew Aller is 4.90. So basically, Cam Ward and Drew Aller are just about the same. Aller a lot bigger, much better arm, better thrower. And if you're curious what Tom Brady ran, 5.17.
I do feel like Cam Ward, even though Aller may be a lot bigger, I feel like Cam Ward...
Quicker twitch?
Well, first of all, he looks good the way he's throwing, although watching Aller throw here, he looks very impressive. But Ward is it looks to me like he's built, like, strong. Like, again, I'm not seeing him with his shirt off. Aller, he's a young kid here. No, I don't want to, Hoff. Thank you very much.
Sure.
My first time I was ever in a locker room, dude, I can't unsee that. I'll never forget, like, Keith Brooking and Ray Buchanan running out of the locker room, just everything hanging out. And I was like, oh, I don't want to see this.
It makes you,
get a credential.
Makes you feel pretty inferior fast, huh?
Yeah, just don't want to see it. I like them better in the jerseys and helmets. I don't want to see any of this stuff.
God
almighty. Anyway, there's something about Ward that physically I don't feel like. I feel like he looks the part and would hold up.
Well, yeah, so Sanders I love Ward.
Sanders is a smaller guy, but look at Jaden Daniels. Like, to me, that all those stuff, the size and all that, you've seen it. It doesn't necessarily translate. A guy could look big and a caller called and compared Aller to Ben Roethlisberger. Yes. I'm not seeing that.
I don't quite see. Well, but think about this. Think about Ben at Miami of Ohio.
Yeah.
Look at the picture of him. I mean, our last visuals of of Ben Roethlisberger were 40 pounds after what he weighed on draft night.
Yeah, that is true.
He played for 20 years, and, he got really heavy. He had some knee injuries.
And Aller being such a young kid. He's going to put weight on.
And he's already 6'5", 240.
Maybe that's the way that I was trying to say it before. Ward's body looks more mature, than
I got you on that.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, talking Giants quarterback. Mike is in Poughkeepsie. What's up, Mike?
Okay, so I know this is going to sound... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I know this is going to sound a little crazy, right? But, you're talking about Justin Fields to the Giants or whatever and stuff. I know it's a long shot or whatever. But what do you think about if the Giants traded back with Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville got like number six, and they try to maybe get Trevor Lawrence out of there. Is that like you? Like, could you see that happening?
It's not nuts.
Yesterday you were talking about conventional. Yesterday you were talking about conventional, unconventional and stuff. That's a little unconventional.
Mike, I'll give you some points, man. It's not wild. I mean, let's face it. The Giants need a quarterback, and the Jacksonville Jaguars absolutely have to be disappointed for what they've gotten on the return for Trevor Lawrence so far. Now, how much of that disappointment or shortcoming is attributable to the coaching, the ownership? The owner's a disaster. Urban Meyer was a mess. I mean, they just recycled, like the Jets.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, the old line's been all over the map. And Trevor Lawrence has not been incredibly healthy. He has not performed the way he needed to as a first overall pick. That is interesting. That is definitely interesting.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, look, like we said to start the show, for me, the Giants are, it's not even just for me, I think they should be in the hunt for a franchise quarterback. I said that a year ago, so I'm going to be consistent with that. Now, more than ever, they need one. The owner also said that they need one. So let's just assume that they're going to be looking for a franchise quarterback. Doesn't mean that it has to be in the draft. The owner said it himself, whether it's free agency, whether it's trade. So I would be looking at all potential options. I think Trevor Lawrence is a potential option until they hire a new head coach and he says, I am going to get the best out of Trevor Lawrence. He's going to be my guy. Now, a new head coach, Ben Johnson, let's say, could go in there and say, yeah, or Brady,
offensive guy.
They could go in there and say, you know what? I want a new quarterback. Yep. I don't want to. Like, we don't know what their regime is going to say. So until we know definitively what they're going to do, I would think Trevor Lawrence would be a possibility on Joe Shane's board. He's got to have a huge board of, hey, this guy, that guy. Bryce Young would have been on there potentially before he started to look like the quarterback that the Panthers hoped they were getting when they drafted him. He played well at the end of the year.
So he did.
You would think they're going to keep him now. But point is, like, his name came up midseason about a possibility for the Giants. Anybody that Shane and Dable can get their hands on, make their decision on who they can pick and develop into the franchise quarterback.
Yeah, now Lawrence signed the extension, and there's always repercussion with that, with trading and what all the cap stuff, whatever. Yeah, but Trevor Lawrence, I don't know if he's a New York guy. That's the one thing I don't get. You know, like the weather, he played collegiately, it was warm. Down in Jacksonville, it's warm. Like, he doesn't see it. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is a dog.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't think he's a dog. He's a little puppy.
Me neither, but BT, I just think that we have no choice but to trust Shane and Dable to identify that guy and develop him. Like, if you're asking me Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence, I like Justin Fields' mentality. I like the way he could run the football. I don't believe in him being a long-term answer.
He's also a lot cheaper. So yeah. if he's not the long-term guy, he could just cut bait, not a big deal.
Yeah, but
Robert Lawrence should be absorbing, 5 years of crazy money.
Yes, in maybe another circumstance. In this circumstance, these guys are going to be determined by this. This is the move that is going to determine whether Shane and Dable are going to be here long-term and have success, or they're going to be gone as soon as next year. So they need to get this right. So if I'm them, I'm not going to say, well, yeah, if Justin Fields doesn't figure it out, we can just cut him because he's cheap. You're right, like the business standpoint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've got to identify and pick the right guy and then develop him. Otherwise, they're out.
Well, I want to get back to McCarthy for a second.
Yeah.
I disagree with you on this point. I know it would seem so backwards, like, dude, you could have drafted him. Now you're going to trade? Okay. So the reason the Giants didn't take McCarthy is because number one, they had Jones, but they also really probably weren't 100% sold on McCarthy, all right?
You would assume.
Right? I would think so, all right? Just, they weren't completely sold.
And there were reports that said that, the same thing, like they weren't high on McCarthy.
Well, he looked pretty good in the summer before he got hurt. It's just the summer, understood, but generally a bit of a foreshadow, command and throws and all that stuff. He looked the part before he got hurt. So if your eyes maybe told you something a little bit more positively than the draft process did in limited summer action, and you are of the mindset, man, he's been in the building with Kevin O'Connell for the past year, and everybody knows how highly thought he is, people think of him. If your opinions changed and it went from, I like McCarthy, to, man, I really like him, what's the big damn deal? What you give up?
Yeah,
you believe in him.
I think it's indecision. See, to me,
it's not indecision. It's just a different decision. based on what because the intel that you've received.
If they needed a quarterback last year, and you're right, like there were other things in place. They believed that Daniel Jones and Malik Nabers was going to be a better option than taking J.J. McCarthy as their franchise quarterback with the sixth pick. Now you fast forward to this year where they're going to need a quarterback. There maybe aren't great options in the top three even, let's say. And they in this scenario, they would have to believe that McCarthy is their best option. Of all the options out there, he's their best one, whether it's one from the draft, whether it's Justin Fields, whoever we're talking about. They'd have to believe McCarthy is their best option. He'd have to become available. And then what's it going to take to get him? You're going to give up the third pick this year to get J.J. McCarthy coming off that injury when you didn't really love him last year? Because if you did, you would have taken him with the sixth pick.
I'm not worried about the knee injury. There's a lot of guys that have their knees operated on. Big deal. I mean, if I love him, or if I love him now, again, I know they didn't love him then. Otherwise, he would have been a Giant, May.
It's not like they couldn't get him. They could have had him.
I know, but things change.
Yeah. Like, if Drake May shook loose for whatever reason, you understand it. You'd be like, well, they wanted him. They couldn't get him.
Yeah.
They could have had McCarthy.
I know.
That would drive me nuts if they traded for him.
Especially for the third pick overall. I get it. It seems so bad. It seems like something like what the Titans just did. You know, fire Vrabel, keep the general manager, you know, get rid of the better asset, and now you fire the GM, and now you have nobody, and you could have just kept Vrabel and got rid of the GM. It does seem backwards. But if it works out, does it matter?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And as I was just going to say, either way, even if it looks bad or whatever, if they identify him as their best option, then fine.
Let's go.
Just figure it out. Get him in here, draft, whatever, trade, draft, sign, whatever it is, and develop immediately, basically. Otherwise, they're both going to be out. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue with your calls on the other side. We'll get at some baseball later on. You have to reveal who you're going to dress as.
Oh, I'm ready.
For the contest, whether it's Brother Love or Papa Shango. So we have that to get to. Some Knicks stuff from last night as well. Juan Soto causing some waves last night. Didn't make me too happy. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. It's flying by. We got some football to look forward to, BT. I can't wait. Greatest to me, this is the best weekend. Two of the best weekends in all of sports are coming up here. We got Wild Card Weekend and then the Divisional Round. I love both of them. This one's even special because you get the college football playoffs tonight and then tomorrow again. And with the tie-in with the Giants, it makes it even sweeter trying to watch Aller tonight taking on Notre Dame. You have big plans for this weekend as far as watching the games?
Well, St. John's Nova Saturday night at the Garden. It's going to be a big one. That'll be a lot of fun. And then obviously the other games, just chilling at the crib, just relax. And by the way, I saw the Yankees release yesterday. I think it's February 11th. Pitchers and catchers report down to Tampa. I know you got some Soto stuff. I got a couple of baseball things we'll get to later. Like, it's a fun time of the year. As much as it seems like it's a little dead from a certain perspective because the Jets and the Giants are finished, the uniqueness of both of their off seasons and the scrutiny and the spotlight for both the Yanks and the Mets and the Knicks and, to a lesser extent, St. John's, there's a lot going on, actually.
Yeah, and it's weird how it feels like baseball's so far away. And by the way, the Jets and Giants football season has been over since week four or five. So really, we've been dealing with that all season long. But yeah, you turn the corner here. Once the Super Bowl ends, I mean, it's right into pitchers and catchers reporting and spring training. Plus, the way the baseball season offseason has played out, there's a lot of big names out there that still from now, as we sit here and watch January 9th to the start of spring training or even during spring training in February, there's going to be a lot of signings that are taking place.
Well, that's what makes it interesting because both teams will be involved. Now, I still don't think the Yanks are getting Sasaki. It doesn't seem like they're going to trade for Arenado. Who knows what happens with Bregman? But the Yankees will do something, Arias, whatever it might be. And then you think the Mets, do they engage for Castillo? Do they bring back Pete Alonso? If they don't, what do they do? So not only are there big names, but both the Yanks and Mets, I think we all think both teams are going to do something else. Tanner Scott connected to the Mets yesterday.
Nah, they better. Let's go. Both teams, come on.
We've made some moves.
This is New York. I mean, let's go. Both teams need to pick it up a little bit. BT and Sal and the fans get back to the calls about the Giants quarterback situation. 888-808-1019. Victor is in Harlem. What's up, Victor?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just a couple things real quick. First off, with the quarterback situation, it just seems the Giants are always an off-season too late. I mean, think about the abundance of quarterbacks last year. And I know hindsight's 20/20, but we walked out of there with Drew Locke. But nevertheless, you know, Mara's comments kind of contradict what Schein said mid-season, where the first two drafts he kind of drafted more towards need. Is that Is he going to go back to his old ways? Like, the Giants, for me to be confident that Cam Ward or Shador Sanders or any other quarterback is the quarterback of the future, these guys really need to believe that as well. And they can't just go based off need. And my final point
But it doesn't, and I'll let you make your next point here, Victor. I just had to interrupt there for a second before I forget what I was going to say. It doesn't make any sense to draft based off of need the first go-round, the first and second. Like, you're Shane and Dave, but you're coming in. It should be a clean slate. The idea should be to take the best players. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, first
of all, and I'm with you, NBT, that in theory you should never draft based off of, I shouldn't say never, but more often than not, you should be taking the best players versus need. That's how you get yourself into trouble, but especially the first couple of years. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Agreed. No. And here's the thing. If they truly believe Shador Sanders and or Cam Ward are the best player at that point, then by all means, as a fan, I have to trust this regime at this point because they are coming back, whether I agree with it or not. But I really think that if I were them, first off, I do not want Travis Hunter. I think that's too much of a sexy pick. And I have not heard that he's either the best corner coming out of the draft and or receiver. And if it's receiver, I hate to pick even more because we don't need to spend two top 10
they can't take a receiver.
Draft picks back to back. What happened?
Yeah, no, they can't take a receiver. And thank you for the call, Victor. Can't take a receiver at all. I'm with Victor BT, and I'm with you in that regard, where it shouldn't be forcing the issue, and you do have to trust them. If they believe in Sanders or whoever's there, then make sure they make that pick. The problem is Mara and the decisions that Shane and Dable have made in their first 3 years have put themselves into a spot where they're going to get a quarterback. If it's not the draft, it's going to be somewhere else. They need a franchise quarterback, and they need it now. They've punted, they've kicked the can down the road enough. Now's the time they got to make a decision on this.
I just hope that Mara communicates, I mean, hopefully it's already been done, but certainly by the draft. Guys, just build up the team. Like, if they can operate with the freedom that they don't have to necessarily, I know what Mara said about the quarterback, one thing to say, another thing to do it if you don't love who's staring at you on draft night. Like, I think that will be such a disservice to, number one, Shane and Dable, but really the long-term health and future of the Giants if you're just trying to wedge, you know, a quarterback down everybody's throat. You know, if he's a B-minus player and you take him third overall, it's another 10 years of hell.
I think you nailed it. Mara is doing two different things. You either are sticking with Shane and Dable and believing in the quote-unquote process and saying these are the guys to get us out of this and let them do what they need to do beyond just 1 year. It can't be I'm bringing them back and I believe in their process, but if I'm standing here next year and we have another losing season, then they're all going to be fired because that's just a toxic. I don't want to say
toxic. Contradiction, really.
No, that's what I'm saying. You say he's doing two different things. You can't do that. Toxic's not the right word. It's not setting them up to succeed.
I agree.
And if you do that, guess what's going to happen? They're going to fail. So if you believe in them, which is fine if you do, I don't, you wouldn't necessarily based on what we've seen in the 3 years. But if Mara does, that's fine. Then believe in them through this and let them figure out how they're going to get there, when they're going to get them, how they're going to get them, what to do with the third pick. That's the way to have a successful franchise. Jimmy is calling from Pompton Lakes. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
All right, Jim, what's happening, buddy?
Love the show. So I just want to bring up a point about the Giants. So I agree with you guys not to reach for a quarterback, but just to bring up Justin Fields really quick, I mean, he would be perfect on the Giants. We all know they never fixed this offensive line. The kid has wheels. He has all the tools. The one knock on him is he bails too fast. But before you guys hang up on me, I want to ask you a question. Do you not see the Giants better off if they say they really like Cam Ward, but he goes one or two, picking like Abdul Carter, right, or Travis Hunter, right? Yeah. Getting the best available player. Obviously, we're going to get a quarterback, a bridge quarterback, because the free agency is in March. The draft's in April. But then how about moving back up into the first round and getting like a Jackson Dart? So your team's looking way better now.
Like
if you have Travis,
yes.
if you have Travis Hunter with Deontay Banks, because Deontay Banks is not ready to cover wide receiver one, right? Or even a Mason Graham with Dexter Lawrence. We have so many holes on this team.
I agree.
That we need to fill the holes. And I think Justin Fields with neighbors and Wandell Robinson will yep. not be that bad.
I agree with you. Justin, I agree. Look, I look at the Giants now and I say, all right. You know, without going through the mishmash of average players, I say to myself, now he's got to get healthy for once. Left tackle, tremendous. One of the absolute, Dexter just named All-Pro the other day. I know you saw that. One of the absolute best D-linemen, if not the best in football. You've got a blossoming superstar in Malik Nabers. Those are three primary positions, and your young running back is cheap and very, not Saquon, but he's right. good. So to me, that's why I keep telling everybody to reach for a quarterback at three is dumb, even though I know you don't win without a quarterback, but you don't win without the other stuff too. And if the Giants can, if it's a corner or if it's a linebacker at 13, if you trade down, not another receiver, I'm mm-hmm. with you on that, or even another lineman, offensive lineman at 17, if you trade down, I'm just throwing, or a safety, like what, just find another elite player at whatever position that's not wide receiver, D-line, and left tackle. You are now bridging the gap and filling out the roster with more than two or three elite players, and that's how you get good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that should have been, though, the mentality for the first few years here, and it really, and they had opportunities.
Well, it was last year with Nabers.
Yeah, well,
and it worked
but out. To me, that was wrong. They
well,
had
but it worked out in terms of the players, what I'm saying.
Understood,
so this year, or whether these guys get fired, and then next year, the Giants don't have, unless Nabers becomes a mental case, which I hope he doesn't, yeah. the Giants do not have to worry about drafting a top receiver for the next 5 years,
right?
Because
but,
they found one,
but you could
which opens up other things.
But,
Sal.
But those are understood. But those are easier to find, and in a quarterback-heavy draft,
they're so easy. How come the Giants have only found two outside of Odell and now Nabers? Yeah, they had two in 20 years,
and Odell didn't work out because they made the bad pick, meaning that it wasn't the player, but where they were at as a franchise kept going with the skill position guys. But I think it's a lot. Well, it is. Forget about what I think. It's a lot easier to find a top receiver than it is to find a top quarterback, and that's why. Almost where I am with you in theory, I wouldn't want to reach ever. Like, I think that's got to be a standard. You don't want to reach, especially for need. However, the way the league has gone, you almost are better off reaching and continuing to try to get the quarterback, especially when you have an opportunity atop the draft. You can't just keep trading up for him. But if you're there atop the draft and there's one available, you're better off taking him. And even if it doesn't work out, you do it again in 3-4 years, because once you do find him, it's the greatest value or greatest asset in the entire sport.
I guess I'm splitting hairs with this. Like, I understand eventually you got to take a swing. I mean, you got to get the right. bat off your shoulder. Understood. But if you take the swing, ideally you love him. If you like him, take the swing. If you're not sure, don't. That's where I think, that's what I'm definitely saying.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.